Hello, and thanks for listening to Mormon Channel Daily. I'm Charlotte Kniep. And many of you may be aware that twice a year, in the first weekends of April and October, LDS church members tune in to listen to the prophet Thomas S. Monson and other church leaders speak for a two-day conference held in Salt Lake City. Now, this is broadcast all over the world via the Mormon Channel's website, and it's translated into several different languages to listen to and read, and it has a huge impact on how people choose to live their faith moving forward. So for those who are able to watch this most recent general conference in April, it was a really inspiring event full of hopeful messages from the male and female church leadership. And I want to share with you some quotes from these messages that viewers seemed to retweet and post a lot on social media. So take a listen.
Love is making space in your life for someone else. Mothers literally make room in their bodies to nurture an unborn baby and hopefully a place in their hearts as they raise them. But nurturing is not limited to bearing children. Eve was called a mother before she had children. I believe that to mother means to give life.
Gratefully, God, in His love and mercy for His children, has prepared a way to help us navigate these sometimes turbulent experiences of life. He has provided an escape for all who fall victim to the misdeeds of others. He has taught us that we can forgive. Even though we may be a victim once, we need not be a victim twice by carrying the burden of hate, bitterness, pain, resentment, or even revenge. We can forgive and we can be free.
As we are faithful in our service to Heavenly Father's children, to go home to Him, we will qualify for the greeting we all so much want to hear when we finish our earthly ministry. These are the words: "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord." Among those many things are the promise of an endless posterity. My prayer is that we may all qualify and help others to qualify for that supernal blessing.
It is our hope that you will prayerfully determine what you can do according to your own time and circumstances to serve the refugees living in your neighborhoods and communities. This is an opportunity to serve one-on-one in families and by organization to offer friendship, mentoring, and other Christ-like service, and is one of many ways sisters can serve.
In God's eyes, the greatest leaders have always been the greatest followers.
We are imperfect human beings striving to live in mortality according to Heavenly Father's perfect plan of eternal progression. The requirements of His plan are glorious, merciful, and rigorous. We may at times be filled with determination, and at other times feel totally inadequate. We may wonder if we spiritually can ever fulfill the commandment to stand spotless before Him at the last day. With the help of the Lord and through the power of His Spirit to teach us all things, indeed, we can be blessed to realize our spiritual possibilities. Ordinances invite spiritual purpose and power into our lives as we strive to be born again and become men and women of Christ. Our weaknesses can be strengthened, and our limitations can be overcome.
Brethren, in our efforts to save our marriages and families, as in all things, let us follow the example of the one who saves us. The Savior won our souls with love. Jesus Christ is our Master. His work is our work. It is a saving work, and it begins in our homes.
May we maintain the courage to defy the consensus. May we ever choose the harder right instead of the easier wrong. As we contemplate the decisions we make in our lives each day, whether to make this choice or that, if we choose Christ, we will have made the correct choice.
So keep loving. Keep trying. Keep trusting. Keep believing. Keep growing. Heaven is cheering you on today, tomorrow, and forever.
It really was an amazing general conference, and if you didn't get a chance to listen to it yet, remember that if you go to mormonchannel.org, you can watch, listen to, or read it in many different languages to accommodate the 15 million members of the church all over the world. And I'd love to hear what your favorite general conference quotes were, so please feel free to share them on our Facebook or Twitter pages. Thank you so much for listening today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.